This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. 19-year-old Durham High School student Wildon Acosta was detained by ICE in January and sent to a detention facility in Georgia. The Immigration Appeals Board agreed to reopen his case after advocates pushed for his release. And according to attorneys for Wildon Acosta, a judge has now granted bond, and it is unclear when he may be released. Joining me now is WUNC reporter Will Michaels. Welcome, Will.
Hi, Frank.
Remind us what happened to Wildon Acosta before this week and how he got to that detention center.
Wildon Acosta was one of tens of thousands of minors who came from Central America, you might remember, a few years ago back in 2014. He came from Honduras, and he said that there was a violent gang there that sent him an ultimatum, join us or we will kill you. He made the long journey on his own from Honduras to the southern border of the United States. Because he was a minor at the time, the Border Patrol picked him up and sent him to North Carolina, where his family lives in Durham. So that's very important. The fact that he was a minor allows him to come right into the country.
The fact that he was detained and taken to the detention center in Georgia raised a great deal of public support for Wildon Acosta's case. There was a lot of effort by activists to get him released on bond, and a bond hearing was scheduled for this morning, but apparently something happened before even that bond hearing took place. Tell us about that.
Right. So as you say, he was picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in January. This was part of the Obama administration's directive to prioritize those individuals who had come here from Central America in 2014. There was a hearing posted today to talk about his release. But before that happened, his attorney tells me that they called the court. They told them that they were going to actually be there to give testimony, to do oral arguments. The court responded to his attorneys by saying, forget the hearing. We're going to post a $10,000 bond instead. If he can post that bond, then he will be released. Now, since then, there has been a GoFundMe page that was posted by an advocacy group called Alerta Migratoria to raise that $10,000. They have met that goal. They actually met that goal within 8 hours.
So if they post the $10,000 bond, then he might be released. But there's still a little bit of uncertainty. You talked with Wildon Acosta's attorney, Evelyn Smallwood, this morning. What did she say?
She told me that they do not actually have this court order in hand. Again, this was something that the court told her, that they would waive this hearing and instead he would be released if he could post a $10,000 bond. Here's what she had to say about that.
My experience with the court is that they do what they say they did. And so I have no reason to believe that is not coming. And it's also very standard for it to take a couple days for us to get the order, just because Lumpkin is so remote that the mail tends to be delayed.
All right. Attorney Evelyn Smallwood, who represents Wildon Acosta. So it's clear that bond has been authorized. The money has been raised. So what about his release? That's a little unclear at this moment, right?
Right, simply because there is a certain number of days. If you create a GoFundMe site and you reach your goal, it's going to take a couple of days before that money is actually accessible. So according to Wildon Acosta's attorney, Evelyn Smallwood, as soon as they actually get a hold of that money and they can turn it over to the court, Wildon should be released.
And Evelyn Smallwood, his attorney, also spoke with Wildon Acosta's family. Let's hear what she had to say.
I've spoken with his family, with his mother and with his father, and they are, as you can imagine, they're very happy, and they're also very grateful.
Evelyn Smallwood, an attorney who represents Wildon Acosta, and I was also speaking with WUNC reporter Will Michaels. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Frank.